Hosanna is a cry to God. Help us, save us. That's why we sing Hosanna during Mass. And Jesus, giving us his life on the cross, is the most powerful, the most life-transforming answer to that cry that God has ever given to us. And in order to appreciate that gift at a deep level, I invite you now for just one moment to try to feel depressed. For some it might be easy, because we are already depressed, but I would like to invite all of you for just a moment to feel what it would be like in our heart if we knew that our God, who created us, keeps us alive, had become indifferent to us or even against us. Try to feel what it would be like to your life, to your family, to your work, and above all, toward your whole attitude toward this world. I know that we all suffer dry periods at times when everything seems to go wrong, but that is not what I'm talking about now. I'm talking about what it would be like if an angel appeared to us to give us bad news, that our God had decided to withdraw from us, from the entire human scene, or that God had never been for us, but against us. Think of what it would be like to hear that bad news. But now, take a giant step into the New Testament and hear the good news as if you had never heard it before, that we do have the gracious mystery that we call God, who created heaven and earth, and who is for us. That this mysterious presence is with all of us in our daily struggle to become the kind of person we were intended to be. The good news that this gracious mystery that we call God is with us in whatever life situation we are in now, whatever our burden, whatever our trials or grief, we will be delivered from that bondage, even from the very bondage of death itself, as St. Paul just told us. There is a movement today in modern philosophy that is called existentialism. It's a rather forbidding word, but what most of the existentialists are simply saying is that the past has no reality, the future has no reality, only potential. That the only thing that is real is the present moment of our existence. And so they tell us, learn how to live. Live now. For the moment, live deeply and fully. Learn to taste and see, smell, feel, hate, love, laugh, and cry now. The Apostle Paul, in the very best sense of that word, really was an existentialist. Paul would say to us today, learn to live now in this present moment of your existence. Learn to live that moment fully. But for Paul, it did not end there. Paul was able to plant both feet on the ground in the present moment, but then able to look forward with expectancy to tomorrow. He was always filled with a sense of anticipation, a sense of longing, desire for what was yet to happen. And Paul learned how to live in the now with this kind of abiding hope for what lay ahead. That's what he said this morning. Placing our feet on the ground with our eyes turned in the direction of our destiny that each of us has as a child of God, eventually destined for paradise. And then using Paul as our model, we discover that there is a way for each of us to experience this renewed spirit of hope. Not just wishful thinking or pie in the sky, but a renewed hope that is real, grounded in the very being of this mystery of God who dwells now in our heart. And because of this way of knowing God's love for us, knowing that this mysterious presence is also in our future, we discover that there's nothing more frustrating than to be pouring ourselves out in the present moment, creating something, raising children, growing in relationships with others, doing our jobs of service, and knowing that there is no tomorrow, that it'll all be cut off without meaning, that it will not last. That is the height of frustration. Knowing that what we are doing in the present moment has no future. But now, having heard the Holy Word of God in this Eucharist, and by the grace of God that we have in Jesus Christ, we are able to experience that reality of God's gracious presence with us now in this present moment in such a way that we too, each of us, is able to live as Paul did, with a spirit of expectation, a spirit of abiding hope that is rooted in the very being of the mystery of God. Several years ago at the University of West Virginia in the music department, there was a piano teacher who was affectionately called by the students simply by his first name, Herman. And one night at a concert, a distinguished piano player who was the featured artist of the evening became suddenly ill right in the very middle of an extremely difficult piece of music. And no sooner had the concert pianist retired from the stage when Herman rose from the audience, walked on stage and sat down at the piano, and with great mastery completed the piece of music from the very note. Later on that evening at a reception, one of the students asked Herman how he was able to perform such a demanding piece so beautifully, without notice, and with no rehearsal. Herman said, 40-some years ago in 1939, when I was still a budding young concert pianist, I was arrested and placed in a Nazi concentration camp. And he said, putting it mildly, the future for me looked bleak, but I knew that in order to keep the flicker of hope alive, that someday I still might be able to play again, I also knew that I would have to practice. And so each night, when everyone else fell asleep, I began to finger on the bare boards of my bed each piece of music of my repertoire late at night. And each night I would add one more piece, and soon I discovered that I was running through all the pieces of my repertoire. And I did that every night for 5 years on the boards of my bed. And it just so happens that the piece of music I played tonight at the concert hall was one of those I practiced in the concentration camp. And it was that constant practice that kept the flame of hope alive in my heart. Every day, my hope was renewed that someday I might be able to play music again at a real piano in freedom. That story of Hermann is a lesson of what we can accomplish by our determination and foresight. That's what Jesus meant by his story in today's gospel with the same subject. Jesus said, the moral is, always keep your eyes open, for you do not know the day nor the hour. A simple story, but the lesson is so deep, profound. What Jesus means in that story is that everything that we do in the present moment always has a future significance for ourselves and others. Everything that we do, everything in the present moment, always has some kind of meaning in the future. Our future, our ultimate goal, is someday to take our place that is prepared for us in the kingdom, in paradise. For each of us, there is a tomorrow. There is the gracious presence of God in the future, just as now. The same God, the same mystery, who is now in our heart, in our present, is calling us into that tomorrow, waiting someday to meet us. And while this will give us individual hope, there are still people I know who ask, what about this world for which there seems to be no hope? But what we are saying is the same God who gives us hope, is pouring out in Jesus Christ the same kind of healing love upon this world, which is going through a quantum leap of evolution. We are living in the turbulent times, but each of us is given a new hope, an abiding hope in our heart, the great gift from a gracious God, who enables us to foresee the promised land even while we are still climbing this mountain.